At the top of the world, amid pristine white glaciers and towering rock, silence reigns, until it is broken by a ladder falling from the sky. Pandey, who works with Nepal-based tech firm Airlift Technology, uses drones to transport life-saving gear such as ladders, ropes, and oxygen cylinders, to Sherpas stationed between Base Camp and Camp 1. Known as the Icefall Doctors, these specialist Sherpas set up the routes for climbers through one of the deadliest sections of the climb. The Khumbu Icefall, a constantly shifting glacier, has claimed dozens of Sherpa lives over the decades. Base Camp sits at 5,364 meters, while Camp 1 lies at 6,065 meters. Though the aerial distance between the two points is only 1.8 miles, 2.9 kilometers, it takes Sherpas 6 to 7 hours to complete the journey. Drones do it in less than 7 minutes. This can be a game changer, Pandey told reporters, highlighting how their technology aims to support, not replace, the Sherpas' skill and courage. Pandey and his team envision a partnership where cutting-edge aerial logistics work hand-in-hand with generations of mountaineering knowledge. It is a fusion of tradition and technology. Mingma G. Sherpa, founder of the expedition company Imagine Nepal, which has led climbers for nearly 10 years, saw the urgent need for drone support after a tragic avalanche in 2023 claimed the lives of three of his friends and fellow mountain guides. Their bodies were never retrieved. They were forced to climb up and down the mountain as many as 20 times, first to find the route and then again to carry the gear. I'd heard drones were being used for similar purposes on a mountain in China, and I thought, why not here? He recalled. At the same time, Raj Bikram, CEO of Airlift Nepal, was working with local authorities in Khumbu on a drone-based 3D mapping project of Mount Everest. During discussions, the region's mayor inquired about the drone's lifting capabilities. By April 2024, with two drones donated by DJI in China, and in coordination with the Sagarmatha Pollution Control Committee, Airlift began its first trials. In the beginning, we weren't sure how the drones would handle Everest's altitude and cold. It was our first time operating at base camp, said Raj Bikram, CEO of Airlift Nepal. Harsh wind conditions and low visibility posed major challenges, and the team spent a month familiarizing themselves with the rugged terrain.